Now, what I want to emphasize here is this. Notice that the man that has influence, all right, has power to cause what he believes in to succeed. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Let me explain it again. I said, the man that has influence, because of the influence that he has, will cause the thing that he believes in to succeed. And listen, no matter how angry you get about it, you know, I have noticed that a lot of times we grumble about life, that some things are not fair. One of my favorite teachers is Oswald Chambers. He said, life is not fair, it's a statement of fact. Don't worry about it. Accept it is not fair. The rich are getting richer is a principle of life. Jesus said, to whom that has, more will be given to him. The poor are getting poorer is a principle of life. He said, the man that doesn't have, even the one he thought he had, will be taken away from him. Do you follow my point? Oswald Chambers said, your responsibility is to observe that life is not fair, in quotes, and get up and work as to make life cooperate with your purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is not to sit down, you know, there's what I call the song of fools. They will get sit down and explain all their problems, and none of the explanation is themselves. Why are you not prospering? The government is bad. Why are you not prospering? I didn't get a visa. Do you get my point? And then when you turn around and point to somebody else that is prospering, he said, do you know who his father is? That is, I didn't get a visa. I don't know who my father is. And all those things put together are the reasons why I'm not succeeding. That is what I call the song of a fool. Do you understand the point I'm making? Life is not fair. That is a fact. So get up and play the unfairness of life to your advantage. No. Those are very sound principles we have to understand. Now, what I was explaining is this. We often sit down and begin to think. We will grumble and grumble and grumble about how, let's say, Hollywood and home videos are spreading rubbish into our homes. Do you get my point? And maybe we expect that God will shut them down, but I have noticed that God will not shut them down. And I have noticed that God will not shut them down. God said, I will leave the Canaanites in the land until you have expanded enough to be able to take over the land. Because if I don't do like that, wild beasts will take everything over. What am I saying? God said, don't grumble about Hollywood. Create your own wood wherever you want. Do you understand? And, you know, I said before, God is not trying to entrain mediocrity. And I always say this. When Christians make a film, bad production, bad sound, bad acting, useless, untalented actors, but they think you owe them an obligation to spend money on it. Listen, because I believe in what you are doing, I might, you understand? But I always tell people, you know, I was discussing with my wife the other day. I said, nobody called me to ministry. There is nobody I discuss with whether I should go and preach. There is nobody, apart from my wife, that I ever discuss with that, should we preach on Saturdays or on Sundays or on Mondays? Nobody. Do you get my point? I didn't ask anybody's opinion before I decided that I will help my voice on air. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For that reason, nobody owes me an obligation. That is why it is against my religion, you understand what I mean? To ever harass anybody for money. To do what I think should be done. If God doesn't channel them, you know, preachers make me laugh. Honestly. This is a worthy venture. That's what you think. You understand my point? It's your opinion. Who told you I share it? It's for the kingdom. That is what you think. Who told you I share that opinion? Do you get what I'm trying to say? My own job is to do it so well that you can't resist it. That's the point I'm coming to. I have seen people enter ministry and make it look like it is all of you's responsibility to make the ministry succeed. Now, get my point? We are going to talk about, like I told you, financial management for Christians. I believe so strong. In fact, it's part of my life. The amount of my family income that we spend on what I call charitable work, you know, just giving ministry, people in need and all that, I don't want to discuss it. It's not small by any standard. In fact, I always tell that when people tell me about tithe, I feel insulted. No, honestly, that's my own. You get my point. You tell me that I'm owing God. Let's face serious things about life. But what I'm trying to say is this. I'm just using that to explain that I believe so strongly that Christians should support serious work. You understand my point? But the man doing the work should recognize that nobody sent him. Do you get my point? Since I didn't come and ask you that, you see, should I be doing this work of the ministry? And you say, yes, yes, yes. In fact, I hereby commission you to do it. If I didn't ask you that, you know, I didn't ask you to come to Enugu to come and start the church. So, if the church doesn't have a roof, don't come and tell me. As if this work is not working because people are not supporting it. It's your problem. Come on, go back to Abakaliki where you came from. Who begged you to come here? Now, I digress a lot, but like I always say, we have all the time. If we don't finish today, we'll finish next time. What am I trying to say? That God is not saying that we should do things in a poor manner. You understand my point? And expect him to just spoil things for other people so that our own, that is not as good as their own, will start working. That is, I start my own telecommunication company. I feel like every Christian owes me a responsibility to buy my line. You know why they should buy my line? If I give better service than MTN, give better price than V-Mobile, and I make it more friendly than RainbowNet, you know, that is why you should switch over. Don't blackmail people with brotherhood. You understand my point? That, you know, as a bro, you should want me to succeed. Now, you know, I'm looking at it from two aspects. Now, as a person, if you do that, I will buy your line because you are my friend. Do you get my point? Let me balance it very well. Personally, my principle is that I will support what you are doing. But if I'm the one doing it, I won't demand support of anybody. That's the point I'm coming to. I hope you are following me in what I'm saying. That is what God plans, actually. Now, I was explaining that this, we read from Daniel chapter 8 now, that when you have influence, you can, how do I say it? How did the man say it again? That he will cause deceit to prosper because of his influence. Now, that is, if you have influence, you will cause righteousness to prosper. And that when I was giving them Hollywood as an example, that Christians have to wake up to the fact that inside them lie things that are far better than Hollywood. That's why I'm telling you that story. And they shouldn't, look, God's plan. You know, I'm very, you know, many people have preached with Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. All right? And it's a very, very good story that everybody has told about, and it's very good. Is that recently when they did the Oscars, that is the awards they give for a few videos last time, that it was conspicuously not given any award. Now, listen to me what I'm saying. I was watching this, I think it was on TBN, or one of the, well, the Christian network anyway. But it was conspicuously, I mean, everybody noticed it didn't get, it was not nominated for anything. That is, Hollywood deliberately shunned it. Now, it was a good film, we know. Somebody was analyzing that, the guy who played Jesus Christ, that he had to learn to speak a dead language. You know, they acted the film in Hebrew and Greek. I think Hebrew and Latin. Romans, you know, and then the Hebrews. And Aramaic and Latin. That the man had to learn how to speak dead languages. Two languages that nobody speaks anymore on the earth. Yet, you didn't give the film any recognition. That is the most profitable film ever made. I'm talking about profitable. If we are talking about gross sales, it's either like number two or number three after things like Titanic. Titanic was made with $250 million. Mel Gibson spent less than $40 million on this film and was competing with Titanic for box office takings. So you're talking about being profitable. No film like it ever came before now. Are you following the point I'm making? Despite all of this, Hollywood woke up and refused to give any award, either for directing or for acting, for best picture. They didn't even nominate it. Americans have what they call, I think, the People's Award, where the whole community will vote, you know, just send it. It won that one. Do you get the point I'm making? Now, there's something I'm telling you here. The Bible said there is, it's a fact, there is what is called the gates of hell. That's why I'm telling this whole story. I'm explaining to you, it's a matter of conflict. Listen, I am persuaded the devil sits in Hollywood. Let me tell you the truth. I've gone through many phases in life. First of thinking some things are very, very unholy. Then thinking that they don't matter. Now I finally settled. I used to tell you that. My wife, I tell you that. I find out that, you know, you look at old men, you say that they don't change. This man's wearing this pattern of suit for the last 50 years. Won't he ever change? The reason is because you think he's fixed in his ways. Yes, every man should be fixed in his ways if he has discovered the right way. I tell people that I've worn this my hair like this. This style I always cut with a pattern here. Fuller than here, than here, you know. This pattern. I have worn my hair like this for about 14 years. Every time I cut it, if it's not this pattern, then know that the barber made a mistake. Why? I have used all kinds of hairstyle before I finally discovered this suits me best. The same thing with old men. They have tried everything and they have finally considered that this is the best way to do it. Did I tell you a story? One day I was traveling. My friend and I were driving a Mercedes-Benz V-Boot 300E. My car, we're going. And we're just blowing on the road. Then we overtook one man driving one very clean 280S. Heavier than our car, more stable. I said, why is this man driving so slowly? The man was just going judging without harassing himself. So we overtook him zoom. A few minutes later, we saw a bus that had an accident and the driver was lying dead on the road. So we instantly slowed down. My friend and I was the one driving. And the old man just overtook us again, going at his very slow speed. So the man has discovered that there's no way you are running to. Now, this is just a joke, by the way. But what am I saying? I have gone here and there in my imaginations and thoughts and observations. And I have come to conclude, for many reasons, I have read what Satanists wrote. I have heard what Christians say. I'm serious, I have seen Satanists, their writings, talking about their mission on the earth. I have read a book written by a witch that's not converted. I'm talking about a Christian giving testimony of when she was a witch. A witch that's a practicing witch wrote a book. I read it. And I have read stories of converted witches. And I have found out that both the unconverted and the converted one, they said, that means the converted one was not lying. The unconverted witch wanted to say, witchcraft is an acceptable religion. And I have read the scriptures. In all of it, I have realized one thing. The devil has a purpose on the earth. And that purpose is to fill the earth with iniquity. Believe me, you see the way women dress today? Take this that I'm speaking from understanding. It is born of hell. I am not joking about it. Christians can say what they like. It matters, it doesn't matter. I go out every day. You see all kinds of lewd dressing. The other day I was watching TV, and I just learned that there was something secular issue happening in the entertainment industry in the U.S. And I noticed that there was no woman that showed up that didn't see her breast. That is, she cut it so low. The ones that don't cut it low, pack it so high so that you will have to see it. I said, listen. Now, it doesn't worry me again. You know what? I have come to an understanding. And because of the understanding I have come to, before it used to confuse me, but now I have come to the understanding. The purpose is to create iniquity. That's all. Listen, let me tell you something about sin. I won't speak too much about it now. But that is, the thing about sin is that it does not allow the purpose of God in your life to be done. Now, let me explain what I'm trying to say. When Balaam came and tried to curse the nation of Israel, and he with his own mouth said, there is no enchantment possible against these people. The Bible said they were just encamped and relaxing. Now, let's tell Christians, you don't need to pray against Satan. Just don't give him room. They were just encamped and relaxing. He tried everything. He couldn't bring any accusation against them before God. Then, it's a long story, but let me end it. He told Balak, it's very simple. Release your girls into the camp. What his curses couldn't do, sin did it rapidly. He just released all the fine girls. They just went with their low-cut dresses. And before the men knew, their eyes went. And the moment they began to fornicate and commit adultery with these people, judgment came into the camp. The devil has a purpose to corrupt the earth so much that God will destroy his own creature, mankind. Because listen, God is not partial. You know, I keep on telling you. He told the children of Israel, I am bringing you in, not because of your righteousness, but because I am taking them out for their own iniquity. He said, when you come in, be careful not to do what they did. If you do what they did, I will also take you out the way I took them out. You know, it makes me like when people say that, like, it doesn't matter. They have a covenant. Listen, I was discussing with my young man at Cosmo FM when I went to negotiate this our deal. And he made a statement, which I quickly told him, this is a scriptural word you have spoken. He said, there are sound principles of life that people have to learn. I said, the truth is that, yes, they are there. And what Jesus came to do was to empower you to do the right thing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It is not that you will do iniquity and get away with it. It is to empower you to do righteousness. God will not prosper you without having a reason. You know, I have said that again and again. What Jesus came to do was to give you the reason. That is the ability to do the right thing so that God will have a cause with which he will prosper you. What the devil has a purpose. Let me say it again. He has it. It is to fill the earth with iniquity. I was watching a program on TV the other day, and they made one apparently far-fetched, highfalutin, difficult to believe claim. I told my wife, I said, I believe it. He said a designer died, and in his diary they found that he was a satanist. And they saw notes he took of what Satan told him to design for women to wear. People can say what they... I told my wife, I believe it. I said, I believe it. I even told her the name of the designer I think he's talking about. Do you get my point? Just in passing, beauty and sexy are not the same thing, except to a corrupt mind. Once I watched a fashion show on TV, and I noticed something, that they have corrupted the mentality of people to equate the two. Because there was a designer that did them a lot of designs and used a lot of material. And they kept on saying, yeah, he did very well, used a lot of material, but he was still able to make the girls look sexy. And I smiled. Look, you know, I told you the story of going up and down, to and fro. I have read and seen and read and seen. I have come to the conclusion that it's of the devil. You know, one of the problems Christians had was this issue of swinging from one extreme to the other extreme. So some people now come out and say, no, you must wear cloth that richly covers your eyes and you mustn't wear jewelry. So people react. I remember when I was in school, they said it doesn't matter. You will go to church. It still happens in the church I attend. One day I told my wife, I said, if you want to see the worst of dressing, come late to church and watch all these girls arrive. I said, a lot of time I don't see because you have to rush in early, being a pastor in the church. I said, but just come late and see all kinds of nonsense. Nobody should tell me it doesn't matter. The Bible said there is what is called the attire of a harlot. When you are walking on the road, the only way you know a lunatic is by the way he's dressed. If you want to be casual, you won't look for a woman that ties wrapper with gele and has her jewelry and her chain on her neck. Even if it is 12 midnight, you know it's not, she's probably coming late from a party. But I remember one day, no, that's just my side gist. But when you are going on, you see the skirt so short and so tight, and you see the way she's dressed. The Bible says, you just know that is a harlot. But my discussion today is not on that. My discussion is to use that to explain that the devil has a purpose. The other day, for a moment, I watched James Bond, just a short clip, you know, James Bond. And I realized that James Bond, the devil had, come on, Satan had a serious agenda with James Bond. What do men like? You know, you like a macho and brave and a man that defends evil and good against evil. Then he sneaked it in that he sleeps with every girl he finds. Therefore, helping to redefine manhood. Listen, these things are subtle. The thing just creeps in, you don't understand. I'm explaining that Satan has an agenda. Don't let's pretend like he doesn't. He does. A lot of the things that go on this earth are Satan's agenda. That is why the Bible said that when the righteous prospers, the people rejoice. You see, because, listen, wickedness has a way of corrupting everything. And look, Satan is very interesting. He's crafty. The Bible described him. Go and read Genesis. Very crafty. We just read here that this guy uses his craftiness. He would deceive 10 kings. They would give him their power like this. Very, very subtle. The way he introduces it suggests the thing gently. Every woman thinks she must be thin now, like bone, to be fine. It was an invention of Satan. And you know, interesting, many people have died trying to slim down. I was watching something the other day on TV, and they were talking about one woman, talented beyond ordinary singer, world renowned, who starved herself to death. You all heard the story of Terri Schiavo. Terri Schiavo became brain dead while starving herself to death because she wanted to remain slim. Listen, when they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, I say it like this, it's in the heart of the beholder. It's what your heart values that your eye sees. A lot of things you think have inherent value is because Satan sold it to people. Listen, Christians have a serious responsibility of striving to control the dissemination of information. You owe it to God. Listen, you cannot hide. Your children will watch TV. Look, don't say you won't buy television or satellite because you don't want them to be corrupted. They will go to their neighbor's house to go and watch. As God is working, Satan is working. I was listening to my pastor the other day, and he brought out the scripture, and I shouted, I was in the car, I screamed, I was alone in the car. He said, the righteous king, he sent his servants to go and sow. And at night, what happened? Enemies went and sowed tears right in the middle. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You can't get away from it. And the master said, don't worry, let the two of them flourish. You know, all this story of, I don't want much. It's an irresponsible soldier's mentality. You want to go to battle, you say, just give me 5 rounds of ammunition. It shows you are not planning to fight. The man who wants to fight, they say, do you want a tank? Bring it. In fact, if you have a Scud missile, put it in fact, just bring everything. Do you know the interesting thing about life? You know, America really, really was a nation born by God. Forget all the corruption that comes out from it. It was born by God. Their greatest problems came when they decided not to do the work of God on the earth. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. What's the name of this British Prime Minister during the Second World War? The one that won the war? No. Winston Churchill. Churchill tried to persuade America, boys, join this fight. They didn't agree. Because they were secure in themselves. That Bible says that he destroys them with what? Prosperity. They were secure within their borders. So, why go anywhere to go and fight anybody? They kept on persuading them. Their president, the FDR, wanted to join the war, Senate it no go agree. So he will use tactics to send weapons to London. Then finally, God said, you guys have been irresponsible. He called the Japanese, bomb them. Some things are of God. So the Japanese woke up, went to their naval fleet and cleaned out Pearl Harbor one Sunday morning. Then the Americans realized that you can't. Do you know that was the reason why they became great as a nation, militarily? They realized that there is no way of staying on your own. But this is a spiritual angle to it. God created them to do certain works on the earth. The greatest amount of money spent on the gospel till today comes from the U.S. Till today. God created them for a purpose. They were sitting down. Listen, the influence they are supposed to have is supposed to reach the end of the earth. Let me tell you, some things are interesting to say, you know, and people won't understand. If it was the times of the Romans, those days, you know, no Arab can talk. Just that now, too much democracy. So America is watching what they do. If they were Romans, they will go down to, look, after 9-11, they will go to Saudi Arabia and clean it out and take all their oil. And nobody, this one they are saying that is their oil they are looking for. The Romans will have walked in there and collected it without begging you. If you talk, they kill you. Anyway, the guys relaxed, they're not doing anything again. And George Bush was was elected president one way or the other. And he made the same mistake again. They said, those who don't learn from history, in them, history repeats itself. He wanted to isolate America again. Why go to all this trouble? By the time he was made president, he had only been to two countries apart from the U.S., one of which was Canada. So the man felt like, what's my problem with World Trade Organization? He was doing all kinds of things. And God said, is that so? God give another go ahead. Like T.D. Jakes was saying today when I was listening to him, an evil spirit from God went into Saul. No, be so. A terrorist from God went into America, brought down the World Trade Center. Then George Bush realized suddenly, we cannot live on an island. Instantly, he began to phone President Obasanjo, phone this person, phone all kinds of people, because he realized that anywhere I don't spread my influence to on this earth, these terrorists will get there. That's the principle of the kingdom. Any look, sin, Christian, clean your head of I don't want much. If you don't, you will die for it. Everywhere you are not spreading your tentacle to as a body of Christ, the devil is going in there. And one day you will feel his effect. Do you know why Americans used to fight, including planned coups in Africa? They were only fighting communists. What was the problem with what's going on in Ghana or Nigeria? I don't want to say some things on air because on TV because no one, I don't have the facts, so I don't want to just repeat them, all right? But the principle is still solid. There were coups that they planned ahead in this country. Later on, I found out why. They had nothing against the person. Once you are friends with Fidel Castro, with USSR, they recognize that very soon your nation is going to become a communist country. And the more the communists strengthen themselves, the more America is at risk. So they went around defending themselves by fighting other people in foreign lands. I look at Americans today, it irritates me when I hear them say that Vietnam was a mistake. It was not a mistake. If you do the right thing and suffer doing it, does not mean you did the wrong thing. It went bad. Is it every war you will win? They didn't win that one. That's just the bad thing. As far as I am concerned, after reading history, Vietnam was not a mistake. They didn't go there to do any other thing than to fight communists. And that was a God-given assignment. Do you get the point I'm making? That is, in this life, oh, there is nothing like I don't want much. Because Satan has an agenda, and believe me, you cannot overtake his agenda if you don't have influence. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. A righteous woman has to go and show that there is a way of being righteous and beautiful at the same time. You know, half of, I read somewhere in one paper, they said half of those models are infertile. No, this is a scientific, this was not a Christian organization, this thing, it was a medical journal. The woman was explaining that by the principles of fertility, they are two things. That most of them, that she gave, she said 50% are infertile, they don't know. Yet they say it is beauty. I look at them like, beauty, you must be mad. No, really. You just create things and you know, it's a power of suggestion. They keep on telling you every day, this is beautiful, this is beautiful, this is beautiful. Every after you've heard it 10,000 times, you will have said it yourself before you realize it. And I've said it before, all we like sheep, human beings are like sheep. They always follow the generality of the sheep. No, it's a principle. Therefore, to be fruitful and to multiply is a divine assignment. If you don't do it, the earth will become corrupted. Initially, I wanted to title this message, Against the Occult. You know why I'm saying this? Satan has an agenda, believe me. That is why men join cults, to get influence. All they do when they join the cult, they may not realize it, is to take an oath to serve Satan. The man says, money, I will give it to you. Just do what I say. Every town you go to, make sure you carry secondary school girls. Corrupt them for me. It's money, I'll give it to you. that's it. From now on, you will be sponsoring gay parades. Do you understand my point? You must sponsor homosexuals. Don't worry, I will give you $100 million annually. The man says, are you serious? Sit down and say, yes. Ah, okay. He starts doing what he doesn't believe because of money. That is a power of wealth. Ed Cole said, the greatest thing after omnipotence is to have money. That the only power greater than the power of money is the power of God. That is why men sell their soul to get it. When I listened to that message, it happened to be the height of the crisis in Nigeria, that June 12th time. And I saw men sell their conscience, sell their souls for money. Didn't you see when Abacha wanted to penetrate himself in government? Now, I'm not judging, you see, because I have never had a problem with a particular leader. I have a problem with the people and I have a problem with God. It's between God and the people that he appoints the leader. Are you getting my point? God said, when I want to point the Egyptians, I give them into the hands of a cruel ruler. Are you getting me? That's what I understand. But at that time, I saw men, they just get up, say they want to go for image laundering. Every time you enter Aso Rock and tell them you are going for image laundering abroad, they give you $25,000 cash. Some of these big men who are shouting democracy, they all went there to collect it. No principles. I'm telling you, Satan has an agenda. And the responsibility of Christians is to tap into God's agenda and realize that the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. That is when Christians realize that you have to have your own Hollywood or whatever you call it. Then the other one is about to start crumbling. I told you before that people say that if you want to do a fine video, you have to get Genevieve. If it's going to sell in Nigeria, I say, you see, that's one thing. I have not settled down to teach on that spirit of excellence properly. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is the spirit of God we ignite inside one little girl. She will shame. Look, let me tell you something about the general public, that is general people. They are sheep. Most of the things you think they believe, they don't believe it. They don't know any other thing. When you place the right thing in front of them, they will sway. They have no allegiance to Satan. Get my point. Only few people on this earth have any allegiance to Satan. Very few. Most people don't. They just follow the general influence. If Satan is prevailing, they move that way. Oh, something just came to my mind. When Elijah went to Israel and said, how long will you sway between serving God and serving Baal? If Baal be God, serve him. If God be God, then serve him. He had no problem with the people. His problem was with Ahab and the prophets of Baal. Because he recognized if Ahab said, do this, everybody will do it. All we like sheep. That's the way they are. When it came to killing people, who did he kill? The prophets of Baal. They were the ones that had the relationship with Satan. The general populace didn't. Righteousness prospered in Israel as long as David was king. You know, the day I came to this understanding, one day I read my Bible. I always ask God questions when I'm studying. David sinned and God killed 70,000 men in Israel. Someone that David said, God, if you have a problem with me, why don't you kill me and my household? Why, he said, this sheep, he called them. Why these goats? This is what I don't have head. And I asked myself, why? Then I began to understand later that in themselves they were nothing. Oh! When God told Job, stretch your hand to all the property of Job, to Satan, spread your hand to the property of Job, they killed his servants. That is, they were the property of Job, human beings. Oh, you never noticed? They killed the goats, they looked at the servants and slaughtered them too. Most human beings are the properties of another. Listen, you can humanly say, you have abolished slavery. There are men who every day sell themselves in slavery to other men. Those guys were the property of Job. In Israel, David, the Bible says, was the light of Israel. When he went to battle and an old man, and he almost got injured, his men said, you will no longer come to battle with us, lest the lamp of Israel be quenched. That is, all the light and prosperity we enjoy is because you are alive. That was why when he sinned, all those who were just extensions of David. The sin was not great enough to kill David, so God killed his extensions. See all this? Forget all these young girls on the road. They don't know anything. All these small boys, they join Confra in school. It's not their fault. God said, I will not punish your children when they become harlots. Why? Because the fathers themselves have chased after harlots. It's not their fault. They're a reflection of the society. I wrote a book, first an article long ago, a 25-page article I gave my wife to read. Choices. I've converted into a proper mini book, now just that it's not out yet. Said, the key to destiny. God doesn't kill young people except he wants to kill the old men. That is, when he has destroyed them, he'll just look like, is there anything unique in that person? No, kill him with his parents. God is just. He doesn't make mistakes. He does not treat anybody unjustly. He told them, don't let me get back to my message. What am I saying? That what you find outside is a reflection of who holds influence. Forget the people. It's who holds the influence. If you have influence, righteousness will reign. People say, police, they do this, they do that, they do police. Oh, why was nothing happening? Then they caught the ogre for eating 12 billion naira. Then we understood why nobody could stop the police from corruption. That is, it is not the constable's fault. It is the ogre's fault. That if you turn ogre around tomorrow, next day, you'll be surprised. All we like sheep will go the right way. They're sheep. Sheep, goats, no head. Have you not noticed? One day I went somewhere. I was talking with professors, get my point, senior lecturers, associate profs, all of them my senior. I guess I must have been on one other person. We're at least 20 there. I was one of the young, that is, the lowest ranking person there. In the university next door, not here, next state. Examiners, me, you often examining students. And I sat down and they began to analyze the nation. And I was smiling to myself. All of them spoke with one voice, except they all talked nonsense. Then, now, is that my judging? No, that's not the point. Then one other guy there, also a professor, a young man, but a prof, he began to speak in a divergent manner, contradicting the things they were saying. And all of them said, the government must have settled you. And I just smiled to myself. All we like sheep. That is, they are not thinking. When a man tried to think, tell them the truth. No, the popular opinion, we have to stick with it. They don't think. I couldn't talk because I was the only Yoruba man there. And the president is a Yoruba man. I said, if I say anything, they'll say it's because he's your brother. So I kept quiet. And when somebody who was not the president's brother said something in line with what I was thinking, they said, hey, look at him. They have bribed him because he's definitely not a Yoruba man, so you cannot accuse him of tribalism. So the only other thing is bribery. I laughed. Human beings are like sheep. They don't think, believe me. What am I saying? If you have influence on the earth, God will have influence on the earth. It's a pity my time has gone. I have not even gone really into my message. Let me just summarize so that we'll continue, because I want us to close on time. Let me summarize in one word. And that is the fact that there is nothing that the devil has planned that God doesn't have an antidote for. The problem is that those who carry his weapons are too complacent. Do you get my point? They give a small testimony of God has given me $1 million and a tokumboka, and they are happy. God said, it is not about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear, but how much of influence are you creating for me in your environment? It's a pity my time is up, and I really want to discipline myself not to keep us too long here. So I will have to stop at this point in time, and we'll continue from there next time. Let us pray. I want everybody to just give God thanks for the beauty of his word and his plan for your life. And quickly in one word, say, Father God, I repent of thinking small. I don't want anything for myself really, but I want everything so that I will spread the influence of God on this earth and overtake the agenda of Satan. I want us to pray like that.